Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Jake Rich, Managing Editor.
Andrew Golden, Art Director.
Brandy Coates, Production Manager.
Aaron Gretsch, Assistant News Editor.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Brandy, you're back.
Hi. I was never here.
What? Yes, you were. About a year ago. A year ago, exactly. I remember it. Down to the hour. No. But Brandy has been on the show before, but it's been a while. So what spurred you to come visit the show today?
Well, I had some free time.
And?
And no chem homework, so I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Well, everybody say hi, hi to Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Get out of here.
Jake,
okay.
That'd be nice.
No.
All right. You're going to have to go sit in a corner for the rest of the show.
Don't make me.
So we got a lot to talk about this week. As some of you may have heard of, there has been a measles outbreak in the United States, and the UC actually has a new policy on measles now, thanks to this. So we're going to be delving a little bit into the world of vaccination, anti-vaccine people, and the UC's new policy, of course. It'll be lots of fun. And then the announcement as to the performers for the campus concert of Heat have been made public. So we'll talk a little bit about who they are, why they're coming, and how Heat can be the best Heat ever. And then we'll wrap up with Valentine's Day, what everybody's doing and whether or not we have any tips.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
All right, then, moving on. Let's talk about measles. So,
have you had measles before?
Are measles a good thing or a bad thing? Why or why not? In a 200-page essay, please discuss.
Well, considering how like they plague our history textbooks about like you know just like
I see
clear
what you did there with plague.
Yeah, with like clear descriptions about how many people it killed, I'm pretty sure we can all agree that's a bad thing.
Yeah, measles are bad, folks. Don't get measles. And the reason, well, I believe if I'm correct, it first started out in an outbreak at Disneyland, and then from then on, it's kind of spread to at least 20 other states, I think, where there have been cases of measles. Why this is a big deal is because 25 years ago, almost everybody in the United States were given measles vaccines, and it was basically eradicated from the country in the United States. Now, it's making a comeback, apparently. And a lot of people have said that this is because of people who have chosen not to vaccinate their children. I just want to hear what's everybody's stance on vaccination is.
Get vaccinated. You will not die from a disease that you should not die for. Period.
I think it's like you're like socially obligated. If you're going to go into public to get vaccinated, it's irresponsible to not be, or it's also irresponsible to not get your kids vaccinated.
I think there's like parents who think that their kids might get a negative effect from vaccination and think that doctors don't know what they're doing. And I think there should be a little bit more trust in the people who are experts.
A lot of it comes from, at least from what I've read, is there's a couple of reasons. People say that there are links to autism. Jake's shaking his head no. Want to speak to that really briefly?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just that has been disproven so many times. It's just kind of nonsensical.
And I
don't really know what else to say.
Yeah, and still it persists. And then for other people, they have like religious exemptions, and the state of California actually permits people to request exemptions as long as it's on a religious basis. Is that okay, or should California make it more of a universal mandate? As it is, basically the state only requires it for students who are going to be entering the public school system. So if you're not going to be doing that, then it's probably a smart decision still to get vaccinated, but there's no state law that requires that to be so.
Maybe don't go to Disneyland.
Maybe don't go to Disneyland, yeah. Don't go to Disneyland. Don't go to Disneyland.
I was actually going to go there, like, right when it happened. Not because it was before it was known that happened, and then it broke out, because it was in the week of December that they said that person was there. And, like, Leanne and I almost went impromptu to Disneyland, so I almost had measles. Oh. But probably. Good thing the tickets were so expensive that I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to Disneyland at all?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Back to measles, though. Yeah, that was pretty just gross, the fact that, I don't know, like, if you're going to go out, and how did they not know the person didn't have, like, it was a person that supposedly had measles, like, was it, like, an adult or, like, a child? Like, they couldn't disclose it?
I don't recall which one was the case, but, I mean, all it takes is one, right? And, I mean, either you'll have someone who maybe isn't aware of what the symptoms of the disease are and lets their kid go out in public, or they go out in public and don't know what the risks are, or it's someone who is aware of it but doesn't want the social stigma of, you know, being known as that person who has measles. Mm. And so, I mean, whatever the reason, it got out, and it's been spreading now. So actually, kind of like jumping on this, the University of California has implementing a new policy, actually. And they're going to require incoming students to be screened for tuberculosis, also known as TB, and vaccinated for the following: measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, meningococcus, tetanus, and whooping cough. And the plan is supposed to take effect in 2017. What do we all think of the UC's proposal?
Well, considering how these are all like 19th century diseases, I'm pretty sure it's about time, we can safely say.
I can understand, though, how people feel uncomfortable with the government saying, like, you have to do this to your body, even though I may agree with vaccinations.
But it's also... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
But it's also their choice to attend, like, public universities. And since, technically, in California, if you do enter the public school system, you do have to get vaccinated for certain diseases. I mean, there's already policies, you know, for hepatitis B, like, on our campus that you have to get vaccinated for and other diseases like that. And it's not necessarily just to protect us. It's to protect, you know, the wider communities around us. I mean, currently, the UC hosts 228,000 students. And not only that, like, everyone you come into contact with, like, in those cities. So that includes, like, you know, the bars you go downtown, anywhere. I mean, UCs are located in areas, you know, that are generally places of commerce, as well, except with the exception of, like, Merced or Santa Cruz.
But, whoa,
like,
shots fired.
But, like, yeah, generally cities, like, large cities like Los Angeles, Berkeley, well, Riverside is actually really big, San Diego, so that's why.
Yeah, I understand the intent. But I also understand why people and parents are a little hesitant about it.
Even if it's a dumb thing to be hesitant about. That sounds very insensitive, but if you're... It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of what Andrew said, you know, something about, like, social responsibility and being, you know, not spreading your diseases to your fellow human beings. I mean, that's...
Right. So do you think it's social responsibility or government responsibility? Or do you think, like, people should just do it on their own? Or do you think the government needs to step in and tell them to do it?
Well,
both.
Yeah, because, like, why? The government shouldn't have to step in to do it, but they have to. I mean, like, with things like this, they end up having to, you know? I mean, I don't think that people should necessarily be told, hey, you should probably get vaccinated because you're probably going to harm a lot of people if you don't.
You should think that you should get vaccinated,
yeah,
because
yeah.
If I don't know, it's just, it seems to me like it sounds bad for some things, but it seems kind of like a selfish position. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I understand the concerns, but I mean, maybe you just need to do your research. I feel like I'm opening up holes for myself here or something, that, you know, people are, you know, to say other things, but it seems very, why would you allow yourself to harm other people, whether that's intentional or unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
No, I understand.
Yeah, if you want to live in, like, I guess, like, hypothetically. No, like, hypothetically, if you
want to
live in
Come
a life...
Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah,
sorry.
If you want to live...
If you want to live in, like, a life of isolation or something, that's cool. But if you want to step out and go into, like, you know, the public sphere...
If you want to be part of society.
If you want to be part of society and function and work and go to school, I mean, you should take into account, like, people that are going to be around you. I mean, you can only stay, like, introverted and, like, you know,
and by yourself.
And by yourself for so long. And, like, you know, selfish with that. I mean, if you haven't gotten vaccinated about this, I mean, the worst that's going to happen, you might feel, like, a little bit sick for a week. I mean, honestly. I mean...
I just think, like, parents with kids who have autism, like, they're probably more emotionally attached to the idea that vaccinations are bad. So it's, I mean, it's hard to, like, I don't know.
I have a family member with autism, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, they haven't, their parents haven't said anything against vaccinations or anything. They're not really part of that movement that's occurring. And, like, I don't think that it's, like, a fair justification to say that. I mean, I take that, like, kind of, like, personally myself. I mean, like, I don't really, I mean, there's a lot of things that are blamed on causing autism. I think that, like, contrast that, there should be more just research and money put into actually studying it to see what actually does cause it.
I think the key thing that people are getting at is that people who, there are people who legitimately cannot get vaccinated, because if they do, then there were serious health complications.
Well,
people
with
compromised, like, immune systems, or people who have health exemptions. The whole point behind then having everybody else vaccinated is then to make sure that there's no place for, like, a virus or a disease to, like, take root, as it were, and spread from there. The big concern, I think, by people who are advocating that people get vaccinated is that the more people who are not vaccinated, the more risk it poses to people who are vaccinated against the disease, because it actually increases the likelihood that people who are vaccinated come down with the disease even though they are vaccinated with it. It's a concept called herd immunity. That's, I think, why people are advocating that the government take a role in the public sphere for this. It's a public safety issue. So the UC is set to enforce this, their own vaccination policy, in 2017.
A little late.
Well, they already have a vaccination policy for hepatitis B, as Aaron mentioned. I sort of feel like it's sort of unnecessary since the state requires it for all, like, K-12 public school.
Mm-hmm. Well, for out of state,
so that includes international students as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are hell of diseases. I think my younger brother got infected with it when he was, like, as soon as he was born.
Hepatitis?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And then, yeah, so it's like, better take care of it. You don't want to end up getting stuck with those types of things.
If the records show that you don't have a vaccine for it, then the UC may start putting holds on your
you want
to register for classes.
That's interesting, though, because you would, like, hypothetically still be going here while you're not vaccinated, according to their rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess that could be possible, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they'll start implementing it in 2017. So for all those people out there who are not vaccinated and are worried about losing their classes, that won't happen yet for another two years or so. So
I think all of us will be gone.
Yeah. We'll all be dead from measles. Speaking of death, let's talk about heat death of the universe, and then the heat music festival at UCR.
I would have been so excited.
This is one of the more awkward segues I've tried, but go ahead, Aaron.
I would have been so excited if I was in middle school right now.
Oh, well,
they announced the lineup, I was about to say ASPB, but it's not ASPB, it is the Hub Governing Board.
It is not ASPB. Yeah.
Jake is going to make sure that this is out there. The people who are announced are Chance the Rapper, Giraffage, right? Giraffage, Small Pools, Blau, but it's written with a 3, so I can't quite wrap my head around that one.
Not that hard.
And either Panic at the Disco or Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, Colin.
Jake, feel free to correct me on all of these.
They're all correct, but Panic at the Disco is not a thing.
Well, I'm going to keep saying it, Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
I'm punctuating it for emphasis.
Did they put back the exclamation point in their name?
It's there.
According to the Heat website, the exclamation point exists. So, these five artists.
Yes.
Cool?
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
A ringing endorsement,
I'm not,
if I ever heard it.
I'm not angry with it.
Are you happy with it?
As some people,
I guess,
are, like,
yeah,
feeling, I don't know.
Well, considering how it sold out in one day, I'm pretty sure that, like, not that many people are.
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it didn't sell out in one day last year.
The guest tickets sold out in one day.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guest tickets.
This lineup. Here's the thing.
Here it comes.
Well, it's interesting because, like, okay, I don't know hip-hop super well, but I know a lot of people like Chance the Rapper. And I know that...
Hold on, I have to cut you off right there. I thought you said Chancellor Rapper, and I'm like, that is the awesome name for whoever our next Chancellor is. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. But I know a lot of people like him, and a lot of people were requesting him, so that's cool. That was a good choice for the lineup. Smallpulse, they're indie pop, you know, verging on a little bit poppy, but that's okay. The weirdest one, I think the one people are most confused or intrigued by is Panic at the Disco.
You mean Panic at the Disco?
No, I mean Panic at the Disco. As Aaron mentioned, if for most of us, they soundtracked our middle school times. At their height of their popularity, probably close to, you know, 07, 06 through 08 or 09. 09 is 6 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
It kind of follows the trend of, like, throwbacks, though.
Well, does it, though?
We've had Nelly. We've had Ludacris, who he's not that popular right now.
No, but, like, Panic, but they were, they could have been, okay, they're more geared towards a college audience, though, because, you know, that's kind of, or even in their time when they were more popular, they could have been geared towards a college audience. Panic at the Disco they've got this very, I don't want to use the word, but it's like they were considered with the emo type bands. You know, guys, what I'm talking about?
That was you mean it's not so good third wave? We're talking about like
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. like Fall Out Boy being back confuses me too. That's a very weird thing, but like. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know if Panic at the Disco. I won't say they're a bad choice, but it's just a very odd choice. And I mean, I'm talking. I'll let you guys talk. But basically, I think what comes down to it, at least for me personally, is that while I don't think it was the greatest selection, I think the thing is that a lot of people know them. People know their songs, even if they're guilty pleasures, and I think it'll still be easy to have a good time. Just, you know.
I kind of like Brandy's statement about it being a throwback, though, because, like, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go see them when they perform. I'm going to be up there, like, screaming.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. So, like, to be honest, I would love to be that hipster at Smallpools, you know, just, like, you know, just chilling there. But I know I'm not going to be. We're all going to have fun. We're all going to want to mosh and things like that. And, like, you know. Like that, but it's not like the worst thing in the world. I mean, it's not as great as like what last year could have been.
Flashbacks.
All right, it's happened. We've transitioned to last year. So for those of you who don't know, for those of you who have already got your tickets, you may have observed that on the tickets it used to say rain or shine on the tickets. You'll observe that on the tickets this year, that particular phrase does not exist.
Not there.
And the reason for that is last year, Heat was canceled basically last minute, I guess last 40 minutes, basically.
40 minutes.
40 minutes before it was scheduled to start because of the threat of a thunderstorm. And there was a huge amount of backlash because the people who were scheduled to perform were, I believe, Childish Gambino.
The Neighborhood, Portugal the Man.
Zekio and Torres. And Madion.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were looking forward to that, and then 40 minutes before they were scheduled to perform.
All of those are good names.
Nothing happened. So, I think as long as it goes according to plan, it'll definitely be better than last year, right?
As long as it happens, it will be better than last year.
So, what reason do you think that they'll cancel Heat this time?
They won't.
Poor schedule.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that like all the students would probably never show up to a single concert again if they cancel it this year.
Would they cancel it for an alien invasion?
No, they'd have to play through an alien invasion.
What about nuclear fallout?
Play through nuclear fallout.
Is this lineup something that is a good bounce back from last year, or should it have been better to make up for what could have happened last year, or is what can Heat do to be better?
I think the lineup could have been like slightly better. I'm not gonna lie, like we would have all loved to have Gambino regardless. I mean, we just want him on campus, like even if he'll just do like a little B lecture like that happened last year.
Just walk on campus, walk through the campus, or he'll like say hi to you,
or you know, if we like were able to rally enough support for him to be the next Spider-Man or something. I mean, that'd be cool. Just having him though would just make it way better, but...
How many of you all are going to heat?
I am.
Yep.
You guys can't raise your hands on the radio.
Yeah, so, I got my ticket and my friend's gas tickets today.
So that's everybody. So we're bashing heat, but everybody's still going.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a good time still. You know, I'm gonna enjoy myself.
Yeah. I do think that next year they're gonna try to make up for it, and it could be really good.
They did lose like a lot of money. Maybe they're a little hesitant about.
That's what I'm
putting
thinking
it out
too.
There.
Yeah, like a little bit more than $500,000. What was it?
$600,000.
Yeah.
Was spent on heat last year for.
You can check it out on highundernews.org.
Thank you. Help
check
schedule.
The archives. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was. It's an adequate bounce back, I would say. Not outstanding, but okay.
I think
good enough.
Good enough.
I think what they should do, though, definitely to prevent like what happened last year, have an exit plan or have a plan B just in case weather does go south, because you're going to have a lot of angry students and they're not going to want to show up to your concerts anymore if you don't plan for things like rain, which happens constantly, or
Well, I think this is Riverside.
Where do you live?
Constantly, but like rain, which like generally happens around heat. Because it does, like
in winter,
yeah.
It never rains in winter in Riverside. But I mean, it's kind of interesting though, because there was a lot of anger and disappointment over what happened last year. But I mean, still, there were long lines out the hub doors to pick up tickets.
Why not go to the event you're paying for?
Yeah, I mean, right. It's for students. It's free. So if you haven't picked up your ticket yet, you can do that in the hub front desk on the first floor. Check the times though, because sometimes the lines are really super long. So
I think
it's up to you.
I think they're from 12 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no one cares about winter solstice.
Winter solstice is going to be good.
Yuna. Oh yeah, Omarion.
Yes.
Yuna. Yeah.
Well, you can go to Winter Solstice too, which is actually put on by ASPB and not the Hub Governing Board.
Mm-hmm. And it's happening next week.
Next week.
Rain or shine.
Probably.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM or streaming online at KUCR.org or from the KUCR app on the iTunes App Store or on the from the Google Android Store. The Google Play Store. Oh, what's the name of it again, Jake?
TuneIn.
TuneIn app. I was going
to search KUCR.
I was 3 out of 4. I'll get this
75.
Shut it, Andrew. All right. So Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah, it is.
How long is this going to go on?
Oh, I wanted you to open up with that so badly.
Okay. All right.
It was funny, okay.
The funny thing is that there's a red light on in this room right now, so this is actually a perfect mood atmosphere. Mood music.
Hello in your car.
I just realized Singles Awareness Day spells out sad.
Yeah.
What? Wait, oh my god.
Rein this back in.
Valentine's Day is also known as Singles Awareness Day.
Oh, all right. Wait, so what are you guys all doing
for
Valentine's Day? Are you guys doing anything? Well.
No. I'm going to talk to my girlfriend who goes to school across the country. Because plane tickets are expensive.
Yes.
She sent me something, and I have yet to send her something, but...
Oh. What did she send you?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't open until Saturday.
All right. Well, if you're listening, Andrew's girlfriend,
Leanne.
He hasn't gotten anything for you yet, so...
She hasn't listened, I don't think.
I'm gonna... We should find her this and send... We should
find her.
Find her.
So... Where would you take your hypothetical significant others, if you have one or if you don't have one? Where's the perfect place downtown or around UCR?
Mission Inn. Usually, I don't know. I like the beach in LA, though, a lot, too. I mean, you can't really go wrong with those places.
The beach is always romantic.
Yeah, Santa Monica Pier.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Santa Monica Pier is really nice, too.
Basically anywhere not in Riverside.
Well, I mean, Mission Inn's nice in Riverside, but, like, actually, that's more of a Christmas thing, though, too.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's super. Yeah, that was
perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's never not a time to go to the Santa Monica Pier, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. If you're outdoorsy, San Bernardino Forest
a hike.
Mm. If you're really outdoorsy, I like the outdoors a lot, too.
Really close to campus is the Botanical Gardens.
Botanical Gardens, yeah.
I think it's like one of the UCR's hidden treasures. It's really nice. There's lots of places to like sit down, and it's really pretty. I would take food and like kind of picnic, as long as it's not raining.
I can say a couple years ago, when I was in a relationship, I made reservations one time, and this is kind of last minute plan. If things kind of collapse for you, what happened was, I went to I made reservations at a restaurant, but her practice didn't get out until too late, so I had to cancel the reservations. And what we did was I went to Little Caesars and I got a pizza and I got a 2-liter, and we sat in the parking lot at in front of the movie theater and ate that, and then went to see the artist, you know, the black and white.
Yeah, like, don't get too stressed out about plans. Like,
it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Valentine's days was spent at Chuck E. Cheese, so that was cool. Anyway.
Yeah. So whether or not it's a place around UCR or Riverside, I think just if you're with someone and you want to let them know, it's the thought that counts. If you're single, you shouldn't feel pressure or anything to, like, get into a relationship by the time of Valentine's Day. And you should feel comfortable being single. That's not the appropriate... That's... Okay. and if you're single, you should feel comfortable being single. Take the time to enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Or go to a bar.
Go to...
Yeah.
If you're 21 and over. If you're 21 and over, which I think most of us are. Wait, are you?
No.
We don't endorse...
Three of us.
We don't endorse underage drinking.
Yeah. I mean, the three of us are...
Yes. I am going
to. So three of you can go to a bar together on Saturday.
Yeah, no. So whether you're in a relationship or you're single, take some time out to yourself to do something that is fun for you and your significant other, if that's something that's applicable. But that's all the time that we have for this week. So thank you everybody who is listening to. For listening to us. It's been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show, especially regarding underage drinking, belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For Jake Rich.
Barn Show tonight. Del the Funky Homo Sapien. It's going to be a really good time. If tickets aren't already sold out, go to the barn or the Fine Arts ticket office, and I'll see you there.
Del the Funky Homo Sapiens.
Seven.
An awesome name.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Golden.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a true statement. Brandy Coates.
Somos los humanos o somos las dancers?
All right. All right, and Aaron Gretsch?
To the British Exchange student in my student org, would you be my Valentine?
Aww. All right, thank you everybody for listening. Have a happy Valentine's Day and have a great rest of your week. See you again next week.